Rob and Deborah Petrie own the Sika Hotel, and in scoping out their next business venture, they're looking seriously at Sika Community Hospital. Pending a tour of the facility and a look at the hospital's financial statements, Rob Petrie said they plan to come before the assembly on July 25th with an offer. Right now, the only offer on the table is from the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. The Petries are originally from Fort Worth, Texas, where they have a modest but diverse portfolio.
Every business is the same. We own car dealerships, we own tunnel car washes, we own several doctor's offices that we lease back to hospitals.
And in his mind, the business of a hospital is the same as a doctor's office, just scaled up.
You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to have a special degree. You just have to have the ability and the means to make this type of business work.
Should the assembly approve the sale, Petrie said he'd hire a management company or private entity to run the hospital. His preference is to look internally when hiring staff.
He'd hire a CEO and a CFO and a couple upper management people to really make sure things are going the way they should and that it's making money. But I wouldn't be interested in firing anybody and replacing them with anybody, you know, without more thorough evaluation. And that would happen after the sale.
Which is a hypothetical, though quickly in the making. The Petries met recently with city staff. They have not yet drafted a formal offer nor named a dollar amount, but they want their offer to be competitive. Search has pledged $6.5 million up front and offered $600,000 every year for 5 years to lease the building. Petrie says he'd pay, quote, a little more. He's also open to a buyback program where the city leases the hospital from them and it continues as a nonprofit. No matter the outcome, he wants to provide quality care and buck a national trend of consolidation by keeping two hospitals in Sitka.
You should have a choice. And if one hospital buys the other only hospital in town, what's that sound like to you?
A monopoly, Petrie concludes. The hospital administration and the board's leadership declined to comment on his emergent interest, and it's really for the assembly to decide how seriously to take this idea. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.